Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And this is hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. There is one place you can go on a daily basis and get all kinds of new, fresh gun news out there. A aggregator writer, I mean, they just do it all there. And that is truthaboutguns.com. And joining us once again from there is the editor-in-chief, and that is Dan Zimmerman. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. How have you been? How was your Thanksgiving?
It was okay. I try not to go crazy when on the eating part of it. So, because I'm not a big turkey fan, so that means I don't pass out after I eat the turkey. You know, the tryptophan doesn't hit me like it does everybody else. So,
that's a shame.
Oh, you know,
that turkey coma is what we all live for. For some of us, anyway.
But how was your Thanksgiving?
It was just joyous. We had a good one.
Outstanding. So, what's been going on, and what's been catching your attention? Because we haven't really, we talked about it last week, but it was a short week. So, what's been going on in the world of the truth about guns?
Well, the biggest thing that's been going on in the gun world was happening in the Supreme Court today, which were the oral arguments in the case of New York State Rifle and Pistol Association versus the City of New York, the long-anticipated case. And we had a couple of people there for us. One of our most trusted correspondents, an attorney who goes by the name of LKB, is a member of the Supreme Court Bar. And he got to the Supreme Court very early this morning, 3:30 in the morning or something like that, to make sure that he got a seat, because it's when big, high-profile cases such as this one are argued, there's a lot of press, there's a lot of invited people, and the publicly available seats are in short supply. But he got there. He was number one in line right in front of the attorneys for the Brady campaign in every town. He was there and heard the argument.
Well, I mean, I'm listening to some of the things the gun controllers are saying now. They're like, well, you know, this was done for, it's always done for safety, and yet, why isn't anybody any safer in places where they've done it?
Well, in fact, that was part of the argument today. In addition to the issue as to whether or not the case is moot, or was made moot by the city repealing the law because they were afraid of the potential outcome if the court rules on it, Justice Alito got a very interesting concession out of the city's attorney who was arguing the case. And in the city portrayed the justification for the law as protecting the citizens of the city of New York, keeping everyone safe, keeping everyone secure. But the law was repealed months ago, well, 5-6 months ago, something like that. So Justice Alito asked him if there had been any uptick in crime now that the law is gone. And the attorney conceded that there hadn't been. And then Justice Alito asked whether whether a law, a similar law that prohibited taking the gun out of the home at all, would violate the Second Amendment, and the attorney said that it would. And Alito then asked, "Well, that does that mean that the law that was in place and that the city is now repealed had an implicit aspect by which people could carry the gun outside the home?" And the attorney said that it did. And by that, the attorney basically undermined the case, the merits of the case, because the city of New York had argued all along that there is no right to keep and bear arms outside the home, that the right is only granted inside the home, and that the law by which pistol permit holders could take guns to local shooting ranges, but not outside the city limits, was basically just doing them a favor, in effect, and allowing them to take their guns out of practice. But there is no inherent right to carry them outside their home. So that's all kind of in the weeds and all that. But basically, Alito got the city's attorney to contradict himself and contradict the basis of the case and undermine his own case. That all, of course, depends on whether or not the case is declared moot, which was argued at the same time today.
You know, that it boils down to, I thought McDonald and Heller decided all of this stuff already.
They did.
And, the part that, I kind of wish we could do a little, substitution. They would do a little comparing to Roe versus Wade, where that's the law of the land, and it's, beyond any sort of questioning or anything else, it's a thing that exists. And, I would think with the Second Amendment, you could say, well, let's see, you guys, we have Roe versus Wade, which, I don't know who came up with it, but that's the law of the land now. We also came up with Heller and McDonald. Why do you guys think that's not the law of the land?
Because of those two decisions have been openly flouted by the lower court, and
what?
They basically thumbed their noses at it and said that local governments have a compelling interest in regulating the ownership and use of firearms for the greater public good.
Mm. Except everywhere where they do that, they have high crime rate.
That does seem to go hand in hand, doesn't it?
Yeah, so, which would also render their position moot in my, I only passed by a Holiday Inn Express earlier today. I'm not a lawyer. I didn't even stay at that one, so.
I'm not either.
So.
Which is why we were so fortunate to have one there for us.
There you go. So. Anyway, we're coming up on the first break, and thetruthaboutguns.com. This is a site that's been out there for a while, and it is visited millions of times every month. They aggregate and or create news themselves. They find it. They report on it first. Whenever I get something that is breaking news, I know about it because Dan lets me know about it. I know about it before it makes it on the site. But it gets on the site really quick. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Oh, Webster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCKANDLOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
You need to check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. We are talking with Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief at thetruthaboutguns.com. And we're talking about what's going on in the world today. Now, I'm looking at this. We have had, the police have had to engage a teenage shooter in Wisconsin.
Well, he was shooting. My understanding is that another student somehow found out that the student in question had a gun with him and told a school resource officer. The school resource officer then approached the student. The student pulled the gun, pointed it at the officer, at which point the officer shot him. The student is now, I understand, in stable condition. Is going to make it, which is good news. And it's not clear, but it doesn't sound like the student ever pulled the trigger, didn't shoot at the police officer, didn't shoot at any students. We don't know exactly what his motivation for taking the gun to school was, whether he planned on initiating a school shooting or whether it was for protection or what it was for. A lot we don't know. All we know is that this student in Waukesha, Wisconsin, was in fact shot today.
Well, I feel bad this young person got shot. Obviously, he didn't. Somebody has never told him that if you point a gun at a police officer, there's a good chance that you're going to be engaged.
Yes. He's lucky to be alive.
Is that just dumb luck? I mean, did the police officer try to shoot him to wound? I've never heard of that. If he did, but
I don't think we know that. I'm just glad that whatever he did stopped the threat. Didn't was neutralized, so to speak, and is going to make it. So that's a good thing.
And, it is.
Yeah, and then we'll find out what the motivation was, why he had the gun, the whole story, and, you know, that'll all come out in the fullness of time.
I guess so. We will see. Now, what is it like? Now, do they have armed teachers in Wisconsin? What's the situation like as far as defending schools in Wisconsin?
You know, I don't know the law there. I don't think that is a state that has authorized teachers to arm themselves if they choose, or districts to authorize that. But I'm not positive. I'm having trouble keeping all that information straight.
Right.
I will definitely look that up, though.
I've never heard that. That's the first time I've heard of an encounter like that in Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's unusual. Waukesha is from what I understand, typical American suburban town outside of Milwaukee. Nothing unusual about it. Again, who knows what was going through this kid's mind. I guess it's a good thing that this other student found out that he had the gun. Maybe the kid told this other kid. Maybe the kid wanted to provoke something. Maybe it was a suicide by cop situation. You would think that even a dumb 16-year-old kid would know that you don't point a gun at a police officer and not expect to end up with more holes than you walked into school with. So
yeah,
not a good situation.
No, that's never a good situation at all.
No.
That's always a horrible situation. But, thankfully, do we know anything about this young man besides the fact that he was armed and he pointed a gun at a police officer? Was he a troubled kid? Is just something
Literally, not. It's too new. It all just happened just a few hours ago, so it hasn't come out yet.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Breaking news so much, we just don't know.
Yeah, we always caution our readers about that too, because, you know, whenever there's a active shooter situation, there's always all kinds of speculation on the part of me, on the part of media. And, you know, for a long time there was always, of course, a Tea Party member or an NRA member, and, you know, and everything, all kinds of things were reported that were later contradicted and turned out not to be true. So we always caution our readers about all of that.
So what are the top three guns selling? Because I heard that the Black Friday was a good day for selling guns, and I know you guys have been doing a little computational data. And we have about 2 minutes. So what are the big three guns that have been selling here lately?
Well, one of our contributors is a gun dealer, and the fastest guns that are flying off the shelves in his store are, number one, the Springfield Hellcat. Their new micro compact that's out there competing with the SIG P365. Then there's another number two is a version of the SIG P365, the SAF. SAF stands for SIG Anti-Snag sights. These are sights that are sort of sunken into the top of the slide, so yep, for a smooth draw. And number three is the venerable, ever popular Glock 19, the Gen 5, well, probably the most popular, most frequently bought semi-automatic handgun in the world these days. So all three of the most popular guns, at least that this seller is seeing, are all 9mm concealed carry or home defense type guns.
I wonder sometimes which is the most prevalent platform in the world. Is it the Gen 9, the Glock 19, or the 1911?
I wonder too.
And I'm sure that I'm sure the CZ-75 would fall in there somewhere, because that's a big platform too.
Definitely.
Yeah. So, but I often wonder about that, because everybody's, and the Gen 5s. I'll have to tell you my Gen 5 story another time.
Okay.
But I have come back to the fold of Glock. As long as I don't have to feed Gaston, I don't care. Anyway, at thetruthaboutguns.com, you can find everything from politics to gun tests to, news to reviews to what you're carrying in their pockets. It's what people carry around every day. It's just a very, very versatile website. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is not a fan of House Democrats scheduling an impeachment hearing while he's abroad meeting with foreign leaders at the NATO summit in London.
The Democrats, the radical left Democrats, the do-nothing Democrats, decided when I'm going to NATO, this was set up a year ago, but when I'm going to NATO, that was the exact time.
Those NATO meetings are set to begin in London on Tuesday. The Carter Center says former President Jimmy Carter has been admitted to a hospital for treatment of a urinary tract infection. The statement also says the former president is feeling better and looking forward to returning home soon. A winter snowstorm that brought a foot of snow to the Rocky Mountains has now made its way east and is causing havoc for parts of the northeastern United States. In some areas of New England, over a foot of snow is being reported, and schools in Boston are already closed for Tuesday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Check them out at Boyd'sGunStocks.com. We're talking with Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. And, well, you guys had an article earlier today about the feral hog problem. I mean, was it in Texas where they have blamed feral hogs for killing a woman?
Yeah, it was in Texas, in East Texas, last week. A woman was killed after she got out of her car early in the morning, bitten to death. As horrible as that is. Yeah, and, we had a contributor, write in and say that, you know, that this is something that, that we need to take care of and take care of ourselves. I'm not sure I agreed with what he wrote, but we put it up, but yeah, it's a national problem. It's not just Texas. Texas has it bad, but, the hog problem is spread all throughout the southern part of the U.S. and is gradually migrating north. We can't kill the biggies fast enough, and they do billions and billions of dollars of damage to property and crops. And, at least one woman has lost her life. I know other people have been attacked by, you know, charged by them when they're out hunting hogs. You know, usually don't get, a normal everyday person getting out of their car, walking down the street, attacked by hogs, but that was a bad situation.
It's so prevalent now. Feral hogs are so prevalent, it's become sort of a cottage industry, hasn't it? I mean, there's people that have gone out that have helicopter hunting parties that you can hire out and go out and shoot hogs from the air.
Oh, definitely. We've got that. We've got balloon hunting here in Texas. They're designated an invasive species, so there's no season. You don't need a permit to kill hogs. You can just kill them. A lot of people complain, though, that that they would be happy to come to Texas or other states and shoot hogs, but it's expensive. And that's because a lot of landowners see the value in letting people get onto their property and shoot hogs and charge for it, and charge a pretty penny sometimes. So, there's a trade-off between trying to make a buck and charging people who want to kill hogs, for the fun of it and the meat, and the imperative of killing as many of these things as quickly as we can because of the damage they do, because they spread incredibly quickly. I think a sow has a couple of litters a year, maybe three even. They multiply really quickly.
Yeah. And isn't an AR-15 a pretty good weapon to hunt them?
It's a darn near ideal gun to hunt hogs with, despite what you may hear from our betters in Congress. That people do hunt with AR-15. Especially if you can equip one with night vision and maybe a suppressor, you've got yourself an ideal hog-killing machine.
Gotcha. Well, I thought that they were just human-killing machines, and we protected ducks more than we did humans. That's what Joe said. But anyway, I digress. I believe in maybe the Hamptons or Martha's Vineyard or something, they're having a lot of trouble with deer, right?
Really?
And they have had that, and they had to worry about hiring special hunters to come out there because, of course, nobody has guns in that part of the state. So I wonder what's going to happen when eventually the feral hogs make it up there.
On to Martha's Vineyard? They're going to get on the island? That would be interesting.
Well, I mean, they swim, don't they?
I don't know. I'm sure that, they've got them on Hawaii. They were brought to Hawaii. But they're a real problem there too, I know. I don't know if somebody's stupid enough to bring hogs onto Martha's Vineyard, but it sure would be interesting to see how they dealt with the problem like that without shooting them.
Well, I mean, there's one place that I see all these influencers go where there's feral hogs on the beach. And they swim in the ocean, and they like to, and they've been bit. There's been a bunch of bikini clad influencers there that have been bitten by the feral hogs, but still
really?
They keep right where the tan line is. Yeah.
Wonder
anyway,
where paradise is.
Somewhere it's somewhere in the Caribbean. I'm not exactly sure where it is. You'd have to check that out. I didn't look at it. I see these people going, and I look at hogs as in Germany, the wild boars in Germany that live around the military posts, or the ones that did live around the military posts in the 80s. They would come out of the woods, and it would look like a convention of walking Volkswagens coming out of the woods.
They were that big, huh?
They were big. And, they were feeding off of the garbage of the entire United States military forces that were stationed in Europe, because they always hung out around the gunnery areas where we all had to go to qualify. And, if we threw something at them, whatever it was, they just tried to eat it. You know, a rock, a grenade, whatever it was, they just tried to eat it.
Grenade.
And they were completely, they had no fear of humans.
No, I'm sure.
None whatsoever. None whatsoever.
Critters.
Yeah, they were. Oh, yeah. But, I mean, I'm sure there's some good hunting going on there. But back in the 80s, it was okay to have guns in Germany. I don't think that is the case now. So I'm sure that that is exploding as well. So.
Yeah. I'm not familiar with the situation over there, but I'm sure it's not conducive to hog hunting, at least not as much as it is here in most places.
But I think... It would be interesting to see what happens when the hogs do migrate, because if they go to the coastal areas on either the east or the west coast, does that mean that the leftists that have the gun control areas would have to go, you know, suddenly I see some utility here in one of these, what do they call them, an R-15? I like these R-15. I need me an R-15.
Yeah, pretty soon it's going to be a weapon of war in the war on
hogs.
On hog invasion.
Well, I mean, I don't like, have you ever seen that movie? I believe it's called Snatch. Have you ever seen that?
No.
The British gangsters there, whenever they kill somebody, they plan to take them to a pig farm because a pig can eat a group of pigs can eat a human in 10 minutes.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. So, whenever you know, that's, they say, this is where the term comes, greedy as a pig. So, yeah, hogs, I see a hog out there in the wild. If I see a hog that is like, you know, I know people that keep them as pets, and I'm just thinking, I wonder if my weapon will punch it. But we'll see. We'll see anyway. But I found that interesting that it's beginning to make it to where people are, it's getting in the news. But it's going to be, even if everybody went after it, it'd be hard to eradicate it now, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, there's just so many of them, and
yeah,
they just multiply exponentially almost.
Coming up on the next break, we're talking to Dan Zimmerman. He is the editor-in-chief at thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll continue on. You can go there and check them out as well. You'll find a lot of stuff that we're talking about, plus more. This is Lock and Load.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. We're talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. And Dan, Dick Heller is still out there. Dick, he still serves as a special police officer, and he is predicting a victory in this New York State case. What do you think about that prediction? Do we still have Dan? Did we lose Dan?
Are you there?
Hello. I'm here. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, good. I fervently hope that Dick Heller, who has a lot more experience in these things than I do, is right. Our observer's take today was that the case won't be declared moot, despite what you may read in the Associated Press and various other takes on the arguments today. But that the question then on the merits of the case is kind of a toss-up. It all depends on where Chief Justice comes down. We've got four pretty solid votes to declare the law unconstitutional in Thomas, Alito, Kavanaugh, and Gorsuch. And of course, on the other side, you've got four pretty solid votes against. But Chief Justice Roberts has assumed that middle vote. And he's the swing, and he didn't really ask any questions regarding the merits of the case today. He only questioned the city's attorney regarding whether the case is moot or not, and what effect the law might have going forward. He asked for assurances from the city that they won't prosecute any old violations of the law, or whether anyone who violated the law before will have their pistol permit declined when it's up for renewal. now.
Do you think they were taking, Roberts for granted? Because they were sort of admitting a few things out there that, if you're getting out there and you're trying to make friends and influence people, he was sort of saying, well, no, we'll definitely be going after them. Because he didn't say they weren't going to go after him, right?
The city's attorney said that they would not prosecute anyone under the old law, the now former law.
Okay.
But, of course, that can change. And there's nothing to stop the city from reenacting that law. There's supposedly a state law that keeps that from happening. But the city controls the state legislature for all intents and purposes. And it was a transparent move by the city they only repealed the law once the Supreme Court chose to review it, to take the case. So it was obvious why they were doing it. And the court would be setting a pretty bad precedent if they allowed the city to dodge a ruling on their law by repealing it after the fact. Because if they do it here, then other jurisdictions are going to do exactly the same thing. Not necessarily in gun cases, but in all kinds of other cases down the road. So it would kind of be opening up a legal Pandora's box if they let the city of New York get away with that.
Yeah, I kind of think this would be sort of like, for them to be taking this up, I'm sure there's going to be Alito and Thomas and Gorsuch probably, and maybe Kavanaugh, I don't know. I'm sure they're going to be getting out there saying, this Supreme Court has already decided this. This has already been handled. And you guys are out here doing this, and you know you're wrong, and that's why you rescinded it as this was coming up. And now you're trying to argue that we don't even have to look at it, except it took this long to get to this point, and now you just want us to go away. And no, we're not going to go away. We're going to see this through, because this got decided back in 2008, yeah?
Correct. And the thinking is that the court never would have taken this case if they thought they didn't have the votes to strike down the underlying law. The reason it took 10 years for the court to take another Second Amendment case was because the former swing vote, whose name just went right out of my head, who's the justice that retired?
Kennedy.
Kavanaugh replaced. What's
Kennedy. Kennedy.
Okay. He was the swing vote. He was the middle vote. And the pro-2A justices could never be sure which way he was going to go. So they calculated it was better not to take a case than it would be to take one and have it go the wrong way against the Second Amendment. Now that Kavanaugh has replaced him, Roberts, who is, everyone thinks, marginally more conservative than Kennedy was, is a more reliable vote for the Second Amendment. He did vote with the majority on Heller and McDonald. And again, the calculation is that the court would not have taken this case. They didn't think they could get 5 votes to strike down this law.
Well, we're definitely going to see what happens with it. But, Heller's recollection is when Fenty was the mayor and everything, he got out there and said, okay, so you get to have guns. That's fine. We'll decide where you can have them and when you can have them. I mean, that's sort of, that was quite deserving of a slap down, too. And I guess McDonald handled that, but I don't know. And maybe the only way that this is ever going to be decided is if they have an infestation of feral hogs.
Parading on the National Mall, terrorizing tourists.
I can only imagine a stampede of feral hogs would. I always see after the Alexandria shooting, I expected to see national concealed carry reciprocity happen, because that proved to the politicians, whether the leftists acknowledge it or not, that they are susceptible to the same things we are. They are the same as we are. And they were lucky because they had somebody there with a gun. Guns. They had a couple of people there with guns to engage this crazy guy.
You're talking about the baseball shooter?
Yeah. And yeah, exactly. Hodgkinson. But
yeah.
All that being said, they didn't take that up either. But it'd be interesting that, like, if the Democrats were on the softball field and they were stampeded by a bunch of feral hogs and. That's horrible of me to think that, isn't it? It's horrible. Anyway.
We shall see. Then they'd find a way not to do it.
Well, it depends on how many of them got eaten, I guess, huh?
No, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, if the first one I would be, the first one I'd be coating in bacon grease would be Adam Schiff. But that, you know, anyway. Adam, have you ever noticed that Adam Schiff never blinks?
I haven't, but I'll watch him next time.
He just stares straight ahead, and every time I see him, he just reminds me. He looks like one of those guys that Marvin the Martian would have just added water to and made a instant Martian.
He does have that deer in the headlights.
Yes, I don't know if I'd call it a deer in the head. Whatever it is, he's not blinking, and that scares me. But that's all beside the point, isn't it? For those of you that are interested in the kind of stuff that Dan does, I mean, he's writing about this all day, every day. And you're looking at anywhere from 7, 8, 9, 10, 15 articles a day, depending on how the news goes. And you can find all of that at thetruthaboutguns.com. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Coming up next hour, well, it's just going to be me ranting at you. I've got a few things to rant at you about. Based upon what's happening down around the border and a few other things, so stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.